AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Temperatures have plunged into the single digits as far south as the Texas Hill Country. Snow and freezing rain throughout the southern plains in Texas. This man's in San Antonio.
It's one of the first times I've seen snow ever since like 2017. But that wasn't even real snow. This is real snow. And it's so cool to see all this.
Power officials have put rolling blackouts in place in Texas because of the demand and the possible damage from the storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovic.
Some of the heavier totals have been around Dallas with totals of over 4 inches, 4 to 5 inches, and similar totals southward towards Austin, and there's been some reports of 4.5 inches just north of San Antonio.
There have been more than 70 crashes in Louisiana caused by the freezing rain. Conditions even more treacherous in Mississippi and the western corner of Alabama, where an ice storm has been in the forecast. Up to 9 inches of snow expected through tomorrow from Memphis, Tennessee, all the way across Kentucky. New sign-up period for government-backed health insurance has started. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
It's available for anyone uninsured or even those stuck in a bad plan. After taking office, President Biden ordered government health insurance markets that ended enrollment in December to reopen. People can get help from the government to buy coverage depending on their income. However, those who have lost their jobs and have no income may qualify for Medicaid. Remember, the COVID vaccines are free, so no matter what, you don't need insurance for that. But coverage could offer protection against medical bills that stem from COVID treatments or any other illness or injury. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden returned to the White House this evening after spending their first weekend at Camp David in the Maryland Mountains. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says coronavirus infections are dropping around the world. Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
So far this year, the number of weekly reported cases has fallen by almost half, from more than 5 million cases in the week of January 4 to 2.6 million cases in the week starting February 8.
More than 2.4 million people have died in the pandemic around the world. The WHO has also given emergency authorization to the vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, a move that should allow the company's partners to ship millions of doses as part of the UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. Gonzaga and Baylor remain 1-2 atop the Associated Press men's college basketball poll. Next, three straight Big Ten teams, Michigan, Ohio State, and Illinois in fifth. Houston, Virginia, Alabama, Oklahoma, and Villanova round out the top 10. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.